T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On me today that we have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields here.
Previously, it was what?
Well, it's just, you know, you're doing it every day. There's a breaking news story on the Steelers every day. Something yesterday, it was Cordero Patterson. Before that, you know, in the offseason, you had days where Patrick Queen signed, yeah. And even like the punter got people excited. You know, there's been something from the Steelers almost every day since free agency started. Deontay Johnson trade. And I think I finally came up for air today, and I'm like, oh my God, they actually did this. They somehow managed to pull off this heist where we're going to have a discussion all year about a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a young, talented quarterback, and how the Steelers make both of those guys work, where they fit. You know, this is one of those strategies that they've employed, Chris, that when we would have Steve Palazzolo on from PFF, or you have somebody on who's like, I'm a new age football thinker. I'm not an old school guy. I'm someone that's cutting edge. Mm-hmm. And they give you thoughts like, you don't have a quarterback right now, so just, you know, do it all. Draft a guy, sign a guy, trade a guy. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good, but like, it's usually met with, okay, that's terrific, that's fun, that's creative, but it will never actually happen. Mm-hmm. It's unrealistic. And they actually did it. And like now we've got a lot of time on our hands to analyze this thing and watch how it breaks down. It is interesting. My observation is that the national media seems to think that Justin Fields is better than Russell Wilson and that Justin Fields will be the Steelers' quarterback. That's their spin on this, and they're not always right. We played the stupid Bart Scott comment from yesterday. But they were ahead of the Fields and Wilson conversation before the local media was, that's for sure. Local media said no way they were going to get either one of those guys. And they kept that narrative going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny, and then both guys ended up here.
Hey, you going to do anything at quarterback, trading for one? I think that a couple things from there. One, you said they pulled off this heist, I think was your word, to get those two. I've tried, as you've come up for air, to realize, wow, they really have both of these guys on the roster. We didn't think they were ever going to make seriously bold moves, particularly at that position, and they did. I've tried to temper, I guess, the way I talk about it. It is a heist in the sense that paying two quarterbacks of Wilson's prior accomplishments and Fields' potential accomplishments in the future, as little money as they're going to pay them this year, is comical in the NFL because of what that position costs. But heist does imply on some level that you think you're going to get performance that way outstrips what you're paying these guys. You almost better in Wilson's case, or else he's going to be playing like a third quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I do think when you say that, the implication is, wow, it's going to get a lot better. And I do think these guys are improvements over what they had last year, but I'm not sure by how much. And so I have tried to, whereas you have said, wow, I'm actually fully realizing this now and then analyzing it. That's the impact it's had on me over the last several days as I've tried to think about this. And then the other thing about Fields, the national people seemingly being in on him winning this derby, I feel like that's a lot of human nature, and, well, look at these two. One guy's clearly on the downside of his career. Athletically, he's not what he used to be. This other guy's younger than the guy they just traded away, Kenny Pickett. was in a place where quarterbacks have historically gone to die. Do they even have a guy who's thrown for 4,000 yards other than Cutler in a season? Have they had a 4,000 yard?
They have not.
Yeah. So there's not even been a 4,000-yard passer. So that guy's coming from a very bizarre place for quarterbacks. I think there's this human nature idea. Well, of course Justin Fields, in a different situation, is going to win out here. I just remain unsure of that being the case. Like, what's weird about what Darlington said there is he's like, I expect it to be a dead heat competition. Okay, so you expect it to be thrown open for both of them, and you can't pick a winner? That doesn't sound like you think Justin Fields is going to win it. That sounds like you think that these guys are pretty even Stevens here. I think Wilson's the better quarterback today than Justin Fields, for the record. I think Russell Wilson would go into a game if a game was played tomorrow. Steelers in week one was on March 28th. Wouldn't that be something for our show?
Uh-huh.
And I think Russell Wilson, they both had about the same time to get into the offense or maybe, you know, talk to people. I think he, in a vacuum, would do better there. Even though Fields would have all that athletic ability to make plays off script, whatever you want to call it. I think Wilson would look better.
Let me ask you that. Let me ask the question to you this way then.
Okay.
You're Jim Schwartz. You're the defensive coordinator for the Browns, and you draw the Steelers in week one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see Wilson or you want to see Fields?
I think you've asked a hell of a question, but you know who I
think
You want to
see Wilson?
No, I think you might want to see Fields. You know
really?
Why? If you're Jim Schwartz, don't you think you can force him into turnovers? Don't defensive coordinators love turnovers?
I don't think they like when there's the threat where here comes Garrett who just blows by Dan Moore and Fields says, ah, screw it. Here comes the pressure. I'm getting the hell out of here. And he's off to the races. And here comes that, you know, you could find 15 of these plays
on
Twitter.
You know what? Hold on. You don't even have to.
Where he's gone.
Yeah, you don't even have to do this. You don't even have to defend yourself. I'm going to retract the statement for this reason. I think Mike Tomlin is a smart defensive mind, a very smart one. I think that he understands or is a good window into what keeps defensive-minded guys up at night. And he always, in that scenario, would answer, I'd rather see Russell Wilson. Because there's less variance. There are fewer variables to account for, is the better way to put it. When you play against a Russell Wilson at this point in his career, here's what he does well, here's what he doesn't do well, here's what we need to stop him from doing. You play against Justin Fields, you might say he's liable to turn the ball over two or three times if we play our cards right. But there are things that he can do within the course of a game that you cannot account for no matter how hard you try.
Donnie, you went on the record weeks ago when the Fields thing seemed like it was never going to happen and said the Steelers will regret not going after this guy. He's going to win a division if he goes to the Falcons and be a good quarterback there. So do you feel that way now? Like he is still the better of the two quarterbacks that he is? I know you preferred him to Wilson. Do you think he's better than Wilson?
Right now, I think I'd still say Wilson, but barely, because Wilson has at least showed us in the past, we have that proof of concept with him that he can really be a legit player. Now, he's on the downturn of his career, and Fields is over a decade younger than he is, so the current potential way higher with him. And I also said he would win that division because it was the NFC South.
Right. But I think,
and it had a lot to do with it.
Sure, but implicit in that was that you think the guy's a good quarterback.
I think he's a lot better than what people want to give him credit for. Like I think him being in Chicago wasn't the best in working with that whole situation where people just want to point to, he was below 500 as a QB. We know how we feel about that around here. And he turned the ball over a whole lot.
Yeah, but
And they looked past the explosiveness that he has as a runner and even some of the bright spots he showed through the air.
They did, but you know what? This is where I go back to that old school. Like I do end up agreeing with the guys who say, but you got to win from the pocket consistently or whatever. You do have to win from the pocket consistently. Having Fields' athletic ability gives you a lot more wiggle room there. But I watched him a lot in Chicago because they're on TV a lot and it's easy to catch their games or you can go back and watch them. He did not drop back often there. And you can cite coaching. If I did it for Kenny Pickett to defend him at times, I can do it for Justin Fields. You could cite coaching as part of that, but he does have to get better in that very basic part of quarterbacking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Justin Fields is giving a legitimate opportunity to be the starting quarterback. This decision isn't close. It'll be Justin Fields. Wow. One, because of now talent, and two, because of future talent. Right. Russell's going to be fine. He's going to play good enough football. He's not going to give it away. I don't think it's close between Justin Fields now and the future in comparison to Russell Wilson.
It's stuff like that. That's Orlovsky, who's supposed to be a film guy, and Orlovsky knows that to succeed in the NFL, you got to be able to make a lot of throws from in the pocket. And he's still saying, if they actually open it up and say, let the best man win, Fields will blow Wilson out of the water in camp, that it won't be close.
How many teams right now, and you would know this better than I feel like, just off the top of your head, would you say that the less talented of the top two quarterbacks, like less naturally gifted, is the entrenched starter? Physical gifts. Can you think of any like that immediately spring to mind where you say, like, you could have said Purdy versus Darnold last year, but Purdy's not like a bum physically. Mahomes is more gifted than his backup.
How about Trey Lance to Dak Prescott?
I mean, is Dak's still a pretty physically gifted guy? Great arm, still very much mobile. My point is, I guess, the reason I think why Orlovsky would bring that up is you'd be very hard-pressed in the NFL unless you would have been dealing with, like, Tom Brady and he had a young backup who just did have a stronger arm and was more mobile, to find a situation where the starter is less naturally gifted than the backup. Unless it's, you know what? Again, it wasn't because they wanted it to be this way. I could have looked at, like, Minshew and Richardson, but Richardson was the starter.
Got hurt.
Right. You just don't really have situations very often because teams want to take big swings on talent.
And just to hear Ryan Clark talk about his personal interaction with Tomlin, and he came away from that thinking that Fields wasn't going to be waiting for long, more than he was thinking that Russell Wilson was a real fit here, is also very, very, very noteworthy and illuminating. Not that I needed that, because I inferred that from the way, you don't have to be someone who majors in studying Mike Tomlin's communication skills to look at his quotes from the owners' meetings this week and deduce that he is obsessed with Justin Fields. I think the fans too. There's going to be more Justin Fields jerseys at Acrisure Stadium for their home opener than there will be Russell Wilson.
Well, of course there will be, because those are a better long-term investment, I would
say. Not necessarily. The guy doesn't have a contract beyond this year.
I know. Jerry thinks that they're going to do the Jordan Love kind of thing with him.
Again, the agent is such a heavy hitter, I don't think he's going to... I think he's going to bet on the talent.
Okay.
Right? And say...
Well, hold on then. If the agent's a heavy hitter who's going to bet on the talent, then it probably behooves the Steelers to play Fields then early to make sure they figure out what they have. And then, okay, if the agent wants big money, because if the agent's going to bet on the talent and the Steelers don't really play him much, he'll just say, come on, man, you got talent. We're going to go somewhere else. They didn't give you a shot this year. I know you like Mike, but they didn't give you a shot.
Yeah, well, I'm not ruling that out.
I just
think it sets the bar very high for Wilson. To keep his job,
do you think
and to have
like
the job
in,
next year.
He could come in with a lower bar? Like, obviously he had a lower bar before they got Fields, but like, don't you think in Wilson's mind, just to play devil's advocate, he was thinking the bar's set pretty high anyway because I think I can get paid again?
All right, if they're winning games like the Kenny Pickett way with Wilson, and he's not putting up gaudy stats, but they're winning games, and they're like halfway through the season and they have a winning record and he has pedestrian stats, but he's managing the game. They're not going to pick it in that situation if Kenny still here as the backup. But if Wilson's playing that way and Fields is the backup and it's looking like the best they can do is win like 8 or 9 games, I could see them pulling the plug halfway through the season and saying, all right, let's see what you got.
The enormous wild card in all of this that does make it hard for me to decide where I come down is how, because when people say this about Kenny, I've already got a guy in my mentions saying they pulled in Russell Wilson, Tomlin let himself be hoodwinked by his veterans, and they gave up a long-term starter to get Russell Wilson. That's what he's calling Pickett. The reason I never bought the idea that Pickett was going to really thrive with new coaching was I felt like there was a pretty low ceiling on him talent-wise for the NFL. The thing that makes Justin Fields a very tough eval for me is the physical gifts are there, that there's an obvious high ceiling, and you just, it's hard to say how much coaching really did impact him until you actually see him operate with a new coach. And that it, I don't mean to take like the off ramp here to giving an opinion. I think Justin Fields has Pro Bowl, All Pro talent. Does it come out with Arthur Smith? Excuse me. Was he really that butchered by Luke Getsy? I am noting here that Luke Getsy still got a job in the NFL, which would by definition make him better than Matt Canada, who I still haven't heard of any job offers coming for. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that, and with Wilson, I do feel like there is sort of a known commodity thing, even though the known commodity part of him might have left town a couple years ago. Even in an offense where the guy couldn't wait to tell reporters yesterday, it was an easy decision to move on from him. He still put up numbers that looked good on paper. Yeah, he threw a lot of short passes.
Well, that's why I was into the Russell Wilson move, because he's cheap and he was way more productive than our quarterbacks last year. He doubled the touchdown passes. But now that I've got two, I think, pretty good options, and I'm having to choose between the two, the guy I'd rather bet on and bank on and invest in is Fields.
So would I. At the end of the day, so would I. Like, when you say invest too, and I assume that you mean long term.
Well, but long term, I don't mean that yet.
So you just mean this year. Okay, so if I put you point blank, who is the best chance? The Steelers have the best chance for their best record with who at quarterback? You're answering Fields, correct?
Yes.
Okay. See,
it's close. Like, I don't say that like saying it unequivocally Fields would give them a better chance to win than Wilson. I think it's really close.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And
then.
When it's close, I'll side with the young guy.
Say I give you this option. Steelers have either Buffalo or Kansas City in a playoff game, but the Steelers have established themselves to be a playoff caliber team.
Fields.
You say Fields, right?
It's easy because
you've got to go in there with an aircraft carrier on paper, at least.
Right.
You've got to go in there with big guns.
I don't think I can win that game, and my objective is let's just not screw it up, even though Wilson did go to Buffalo and win last year.
Didn't he beat the Chiefs last year?
And he beat the Chiefs, too.
So maybe this wasn't the best example by me.
And Fields got murdered by
okay. Kansas City. Do we want me to reel that one back in? That was an innocent mistake.
Breaking NFL news, Jadeveon Clowney, the former number one pick, leaving the Ravens to sign a one-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. How about this stat? Clowney, as the former number one pick, tied his career high last year with 9.5 sacks.
He's obviously had an underwhelming career.
You think?
But it's weird. Everyone who says, yeah, he wasn't the player people thought he would be, still tends to say he's a good, very good football player.
It is actually a 2-year deal, not one. Schefter clearing that up. $20 million could be worth $24 million. They've lost a lot on defense in Baltimore. The defensive coordinator is now the Seahawks head coach. Queen is here. Geno Stone is in Cincinnati. And now Clowney is on his way to Carolina.
So got three really good players to anchor that defense, though.
Another year where I will pick the Steelers to do better than the Ravens.
And how has that worked for you lately?
Last 2 years, not so much.
Still got Hamilton.
Ben's
still got
last
Smith,
year, pretty good.
Still got Matabuke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three pretty good players, I would say. Hamilton might win a defensive player of the year before it's all said and done, which pains me to say.
Because he's a Notre Dame guy?
And because he plays for the Ravens.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, we get a new kickoff rule, and then hours later, the Steelers sign the man with the most kickoff returns for touchdowns in NFL history. Coincidence?
Absolutely not. And this is one of those things that I wish I had been thinking of, because I try to stay ahead of the curve on crap like this. And I should have been banging the gong for the idea that the moment this goes through, Cordell Patterson is going to find a new home. And the Steelers would have been one of the teams on the list because of the connection to Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And it's just another example. There's all this talk in the NFL about the Cowboys going all in and not really doing anything. The Steelers are showing them what it looks like to go all in, addressing your most important needs and taking advantage of new opportunities to make the team better, because whoever masters this new kickoff rule is going to have a huge advantage when it comes to field position and ultimately points and wins.
Mike, how much of an impact do you think we're actually going to see on the field from this rule? Because I'll tip my hand a little bit here. I'm actually very excited about it. In the hands of NFL-level talent players instead of XFL guys, like, I think this could be a lot of fun and very beneficial for the league.
Last year when they were debating the latest change to the prior existence of the kickoff, and they acknowledged years ago that the kickoff is the most dangerous play in football, their strategy for dealing with it was to just engineer situations where it would happen less often and basically nullify the play. So when they were talking about that last year and this XFL opportunity first came up, a head coach told me it was going to be a disaster because NFL caliber kick returners are going to make that one move bust through an opening in that cluster where it's all pressed together now, where it's kind of like a loose line of scrimmage. You get through that and there's nobody back there. Now it's going to be incumbent on special teams coordinators to come up with ways to maybe drop some of those guys back. You've got 10 guys aligned at the 40. You can drop some of them back as almost like safeties and last line of defense if you want. It doesn't have to be all 10 of them rushing forward. But either way, you give the kick return specialist the opportunity to field the ball and catch the ball with no one coming toward them. And as soon as they get it, that's when people can start moving. That's a huge advantage for great return specialists. And I think that with reduced risk of injury on this play now, you may see teams with, you know, like a Tyreek Hill back there sometimes or more often than that, because you're talking about a huge potential advantage in field position if you can get that ball, you know, past the 30, 35-yard line.
Mike, Art Rooney's quote on this was he didn't have any enthusiasm for the rule, and he only voted for it because he felt like everybody else was doing it, so he didn't want to be looked at as a dissenting vote. He wanted to just do the right thing. Do you think what you just said about the way that guys can exploit this rule, do you think that's the reason why Rooney is so against it, or do you think it's something else?
I think there's just concern because it's so much happening all at once without any real idea of what will happen. This is a true experiment. You know, they call a lot of these rule changes experiments. This is a, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's press the button and find out. Let's light the fuse and see where it goes. And it's important to consider the fact that Rooney wasn't completely thrilled with this because three teams voted no. And it's a one-year thing. So to renew it next year, you only need six teams to join the three, assuming that the three that are against it don't fall in love with it after 1 year, which I guess is theoretically possible. But, you know, the commissioner has acknowledged they have to tinker with this thing after 1 year. Well, you know, tinker may be major surgery, and you may have two or three competing versions of the rule that emerge, and you may not be able to get 24 teams behind any of them next year. It's all to be determined this year as this thing goes forward. And there, if there are weaknesses, if there are loopholes, if there's anything that someone discovers and takes advantage of it, either by creating great field position or shutting down the play, that's going to factor into whether it continues for another year.
Mike, you know what's been perplexing for me since this rule change came out with the kickoffs and then the hip drop tackle is this. Everybody involved, like other than the players, so competition committee, owners, whatever, seems to be in lockstep from what I've been reading. Hey, it's good that we got the hip drop tackle out of the game. The players shouldn't be mad. We're trying to make the game safer. And yet in terms of the way each of these things could impact games this coming season, I think there is far greater potential for teams to be incensed when a crucial 15-yard penalty is called on a hip drop that no one can decide whether it was or wasn't a hip drop, and it might cost a team a game, than this new kickoff rule that some people seem to be on the fence about does the same thing to a team. Like, I guess I'm surprised that there is such support at the highest levels of the NFL among owners for this hip drop rule.
Well, and that's not surprising, because we've kind of gotten to a point where what Roger Goodell wants, Roger Goodell gets. And it's not necessarily that there is this coalition of owners who decided this must happen. It's the commissioner wants it. He's got a strong personality. He's used to getting what he wants. And it's easier to just give the guy what he wants. And let's just move forward. We've entrusted this guy with the job. He's had it for 18 years now. If he wants it, he gets it. And they are both safety rules ostensibly, although it's funny to hear them say the injury rate will go down for the kickoff. No, it won't. It's going to go up. There's going to be more injuries than there's been, because there's going to be kick returns. And they say they're concerned about concussions with kick returns. You know what they're concerned about, and they won't talk about it because you don't want to manifest it. You don't want to acknowledge it. They're concerned about a serious injury, paralysis, two guys running straight at each other, maximum speed, maximum forces, helmet dips for both guys. That's your instinct as you approach that collision. The forces gather at the back of the cervical spine, bone breaks, spinal cord damage, paralysis, or death on the field. Nobody's allowed to play football anymore. Parents tell their kids, you're done. That's what they're worried about. That's why they've been trying to minimize that play for all this time. And for the hip drop, you're absolutely right, because it's so vague, and they want to be able to enforce it with fines imposed after the fact, but it's so vague. You're giving officials another way to either throw a flag or not throw a flag in a key moment that can affect the outcome of a key game.
My wife texted in, Mike, and because you're a West Virginia guy, she wants to know, do you go big thumbs up on pepperoni rolls, or are you ambivalent about them?
Huge, both thumbs up. Look, our family owns the Tomorrow's Bakery in Clarksburg, and we've known it for a couple of years now. We have a piece of it. My brother-in-law has most of it, and he runs it. So big pepperoni rolls, as long as they're blueback, Tomorrow's. Other ones can go to hell. Tomorrow's pepperoni rolls only.
What's the trick? What makes a good pepperoni roll, Mike?
I don't know, because I'm not involved in the baking process. But, you know, the whole thing comes from the fact that in the coal mining days, you go underground, you got your lunch pail. If you got a sandwich with, like, you know, lettuce and tomatoes and crap, they fall all over the mine. And trust me, the five-second rule does not apply in a coal mine. And the pepperoni roll is this self-contained loaf of bread with the meat baked right in it. And it gets good and greasy when you cook it, and the grease kind of works its way into the bun. And they are really, really good. They're all really good. There isn't I've never had a bad pepperoni roll.
We got to almost meet halfway and have a handoff where you give us some of these pepperoni rolls and we give you like a six-pack of Icy Light Mango, like a treat.
All right, we can work that out. We can work that out. Hell, I'm up there all the time during football season. I'll just swing by and drop a dozen of them.
There you go.
Where I don't even know where you guys are, but wherever it is.
Oh, you'll find us. If you got pepperoni rolls, we got the beer, and we will make this exchange happen, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I thought the question was whether or not the game the other night was rigged. It was.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
They couldn't have the golden child not advance past the round of 32. Every damn commercial is Caitlin Clark. The only way you were beating her in that game is if you beat her by 30
Mike,
points.
Mike, the ref was from Clarksburg. Did you know that?
The male
we
ref.
We found that out yesterday. The head ref.
Wow.
Clarksburg.
And
guy.
He's considered,
he probably goes to your bakery. Give him a hard time next time,
Mike,
you see him there.
He's also considered apparently the best male ref in women's college basketball.
Yep.
Well, and he did his job the other night because the golden child advanced.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you, brother.
Yes.
Mike Florio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.